Well, I have no responsibility except the people here.
Anybody else got to scout some sites? Angel, you want to do some scouting for sites? I'll drive you around.
Then somebody told me to be careful when you drive.
You can drive it.
I think 50 years ago, there's probably other sites people can think of. I think that the original discussion you were having about how you're going to keep it together here so that things go well and, you know, this doesn't end up being, you know, coming in and wanting to kick you out for some reason, which I don't see happening, but I think that's more important. I think how it goes here, you know, is going to be the thing that's going to make people say, yeah.
Is a judge, actually. He's a commissioner, referee, like Mulligan. He's a lawyer as well.
He was a student for real.
That's not a name.
Is that the finished press release?
Yeah.
Does anybody else here want to read this press release that we're preparing to issue? Or
it's already out.
You want to hear it read out loud?
I think it could be good.
It's out because this is the last day we had access to the facts.
It's not a question anymore.
All right.
Too late.
Gone. Read it out loud.
Want to read it?
Yeah.
Would someone read it?
No, anymore.
Yeah. Well, no, it's Ray Shoker's name.
Sure.
Well, we don't have a name.
The last name yesterday was called River Street Refuge. That's what Larry was called.
Oh.
Larry, is it still the River Street Refugees?
What?
The River Street Refugees.
That's what I prefer to see on. I would prefer to see SOS. Okay. Shelter ain't there anymore. I think it's more of a...
West for the River Street Refugees.
I think River Street Refugees would be better. I wish I could have seen it.
Okay, then we'll
move on. I'd like to see it anyway, but I think we need to see it before it starts released. See if we agree with it, so just cut
it
loose.
I read it and said it was okay.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, but okay. We had the meeting otherwise.
Well,
it's not out until tomorrow.
So this is the last thing we had access to the facts to conclude up tomorrow. And I checked it with Michael.
Did you kick out the thank you?
Yeah.
And that went out today, right?
Yeah.
For which paper?
Went out to 13 papers and television.
Okay. Everybody that I turned around and let out here to help out here, to really get into the booth, and the people that I let out here, one of them, some woman I know asked about. Anyway.
Would someone like to read
it? They turned around and asked that I not had nothing to do with it. So I backed that out of it. So if you guys want to run it, you guys are going to run it. That's really nice.
We
want to
get full participation. There's no doubt about that.
I was told this morning that I was putting too much on it. It was no good.
Did somebody say that?
No. That's true.
Who said that?
It's just kind of general confusion, I guess. So I kind of backed out. So. I just kind of got it back that day because I finally got to sleep. I was sleeping all day, mind you.
Some people have been saying that you're pushing a little too hard, but I think everybody here understands that that you've put out a lot of effort in the last 2.5-3 weeks, that you've made it possible to a large extent for us all to be here.
Well, you people understand that, but the other people don't.
Respect your judgment. Most of the time, not all the time.
I don't have it, that's the whole thing. I'm the first one says I don't have it.
But that's
the
whole leadership that you have.
I need people to kind of like put input into what I'm doing something so I know what's going on. I gotta have that or I can't make decisions. What I'm trying to do is good for everybody, is what I was trying to do.
It says right here, Larry, thank you all from the River Street Refugees.
Right. That's what I want.
Or displaced refugees, or displaced workers. That's the word refugee.
You know what, Mary, you're right. If we're going to rename this group, then we should rename it, you know, because
Just from a point of view that I'm looking at, as far as I'm concerned, that's the less of the shelter, and the shelter is right now defunct. This is the people that hung with it all the way through.
I thought it was a joke.
I think the River Street refugees would be a better, I think that actually, in reality, we all are refugees. Well, country, we ain't got nowhere to go, so.
Your opposition is the workers. You know, they're saying rated out loud, and money is being thrown down the drain.
Well, we're trying to push it off. It's the donations that we've taken in here, okay? It's the same thing that used to go
over the river street,
okay? And we never saw it. These people in the last, since we've been out here, have ate better, and they've ate all year at that shelter. All year.
The employees there.
I mean, what was the big deal? We got a piece of pizza on Sunday night. Whoa, back up. They ate two to get it there. You know, it's a 15-minute drive. They ate two pizzas. Okay? But they didn't go to the people. You know, that's what everybody's got to understand. And there they were getting screwed from the get-go. They were screwed as soon as donations come in. We were screwed. Because we never saw it.
The employees of the shelter got all the benefits, not the
people. I know of a man in this camp here that donated four rows. He got one slice of roast beef. He's the only one that got any of the shelter. And I know the guy. Four rows. He got one slice, nobody else got nothing. Where the hell did the roast go?
Seems like church volunteers would be better off than this.
Do you guys want Mike to read the press release?
Yeah, read it, Mike. Let's hear what it sounds like.
Okay, just from here, not all this, right? Well, I'll read it. Press release for...
Oh, wait.
You want me to do this on the camera?
Go ahead, man. Press release for immediate release.
Well, one second.
Testing. Press release for immediate release, December 22nd, 1995. Speak up. The 43 homeless campers bused to New Brighton State Beach from the Coral Street Open Air Shelter have expressed delight and gratitude at the community response to their situation. After enduring months of uncertainty about their future and after living through the confusion surrounding the breakdown of the camp and the busing, the homeless campers are presently feeling more positive than they have in months. In spite of the fact that the solution to their eviction from the Coral Street Open Air Shelter is no more than 2 weeks on state land, the homeless campers are touched and encouraged by the outpouring of support from the community. A strong spirit of cooperation has emerged spontaneously among the campers and is evidenced in the decision to share one communal meal together each day and in the increased communication between individual homeless residents of the camp. Campers are beginning to talk about how they can stay together after the January 1st eviction date, and they're searching for sites that they could move to. Some sites at De La Viega Park are being considered, as well as at the Poganip in Santa Cruz. The beach lands behind the county building on Ocean Street has also been suggested as an emergency outdoor site. They are talking with community supporters about drafting a formal proposal to the city or county regarding the use of city park land until a permanent site can be found. Individuals and groups from the surrounding communities have responded with generosity, bringing in firewood and food, as well as clothes and camping gear. One woman even took three loads of laundry home with her and returned it cleaned and folded. On Wednesday night, members of the Twin Lakes Church in Aptos brought the campers a complete turkey dinner, including pumpkin pie, and the next day a hot lasagna dinner was brought in by a local resident. The tree company donated two cords of firewood. Many residents of Capitola have emphasized that the ungenerous position of city representatives and business representatives does not represent their feelings. The campers, in response to the show of support from the community, have put together the following statement expressing their gratitude. We, the residents of the dislocated homeless refugees, would like to take this opportunity to collectively thank any and all of the folks of Santa Cruz County for their continued support and the compassion shown to us. From each and every refugee in the camp,
to each and every citizen that shares and gives of themselves to us, we thank you and wish you and yours a very merry holiday season. Again, thank you all, the River Street Refugees. The most urgent need of many campers right now is warm clothes, including boots, thermal underwear, coats, gloves, hats, and socks. Food and camping gear are also very welcome. Contact Barbara Riverwoman at 425-5939. How do you pronounce it? Sherry Connable, 454-9408, Michael Sheridan at the campground, or Larry Walker at the campground. Thank you for your support.
Amen. I'll let you guys know, on the show, I don't know if anybody's heard, I guess Mike had a good, a few of you did, but somebody may be doing a Christmas Eve kind of sleep-out for, in support of you guys downtown, occupying a building or something.
And you're listening here to Free Radio Santa Cruz 96.3 FM. Our call in number is 427-3772. This is a tape from Friday of discussions at the New Brighton Beach Campground by the River Street Refugees, as well as different community support members. You just heard a press release that they issued several days before, or actually, I guess it was the day before. Hopefully the media will take note. Lead is taken by Sherry Connable and Bud Riverwoman. There is a certain amount of factionalism that sometimes comes into play here. I'm a member of HUF. I'm supportive of their efforts too, but in the past there's been some divisions, and we're hoping that can be overcome. Anyway, what's been happening generally, you've been kind of hearing the whole story, or at least the parts of it that we've been able to splice together. At noon, you're going to be hearing news by Skidmark's Bob Duran, who will be on the air giving you an update. Also, from noon to 3 today at the Veterans Hall, there is a meal for anybody who's hungry. It's that Christmas dinner, not quite a spread. You may have seen the Thanksgiving spread. That was good. Let's hope the Christmas spread can fess up and match up to that particular spread. Boy, that was a good one last Thanksgiving. I've also got another tape here, which kind of interesting. There's been some concern about the staff out at the Homeless Community Resource Center and the Interface Satellite Shelter Program. In the past few years, I've been critical of staff members out there for being thuggish at times, for stopping protests, for tearing down flyers, for menacing people who try to get better conditions out there, whether it be food for the free meal or justice for campers and so forth. This year, things have been somewhat better. At least that's been my experience as I've seen organizing. Karen Gillette has actually been trying to be more helpful, although I've been critical of her for not really taking the lead and trying to open up those bathrooms. I'd like to see those bathrooms that open to the campground when that campground was open. They pulled out the porta potties, and she did take the lead trying to stop the removal of the last porta potty a week ago Friday, and then of course they closed the campground definitively with threats of police arrest and chaining up the area and so forth 3 days later. She works for the Homeless Community Resource Center, and she has, I think, strong influence on her board of directors. And I think that it's too bad they're not holding a meeting this month. It's too bad that there isn't a stronger proposal for her for the reopening of the open-air shelter, even though there is no site that is currently clear, because the Citizens Committee for the Homeless, as you know, is determined to set up a 10-trailer million-dollar project that will cater to $200 to $600 a month rentals in a so-called drug-free program on that property, thus displacing the only open-air shelter, the only legal campground of its kind, certainly for Santa Cruz and, to the best of my knowledge, for the rest of the state at this time, although it's now, of course, been walled off and declared a criminal zone if you sleep there, as, of course, is all of Santa Cruz after 11 o'clock at night, except for fenced inside yards and backyards with the permission of the owner. So, bureaucrats and people who have social service workers like Karen have really an opportunity here to do something. Even though there is no clear open-air shelter property, still, the community house is by no means a done deal. I think that the city council members may be eager to get through it, but do they have the funding for it? All that's going to have to be resolved at CDBG hearings, at the city council hearings for community block development grant funds that are coming up in early January, second Tuesday, 3:30. I wish I had a calendar and could tell you what that is, but that is the second Tuesday in January. And then later on, January 25th, there's going to be a meeting of the Planning Commission to determine if the Citizens Committee for the Homeless gets its planning permit. If it doesn't get its permit, its trailers don't go ahead. So there are some forums for public protest of a rather conventional nature, as well as, of course, Citizens Committee for the Homeless's Board of Directors meeting. It comes up this Thursday. That's 2 days from now, on Thursday, December 28th, 4 o'clock at Garfield Park Church. You know, move yourself down there and tell those guys exactly what you think of their breaking their word, exactly what you think of them violating their trust with the Save Our Shelter group that you heard me play on this station again and again. In fact, I even have the tape today, and I think before we go out today, I will play a bit of that tape so you can hear the betrayal, as Barbara Riverwind put it in the interview we had a few minutes ago, about how campers, how people who are low income can be completely ignored, how you can lie to them at will or just tell them something and then just the next day tell them something else, when their very livelihood, their very survival depends on that. Having a safe place to sleep, or at least not being harassed at the place that they make for themselves where they happen to be. And I think you may have noticed more homeless people downtown, and that isn't a coincidence. You can thank Paul Merceau, Daryl Darling, Mike Rotkin, Scott Kennedy, and all the people who drove homeless people away from the open-air shelter for the increased number of homeless people downtown. And I'm going to try to make that point, I think, in a flyer tomorrow when we do a protest at the Java House. The Java House, the cafe at, I guess it's Cedar and Locust Streets, large cafe that kind of has its pretensions to being a peaceful, laid-back, hippie-type place, but actually is yuppie to the max and has been expelling homeless activists and people that have incurred the displeasure for one reason or another of Kick 'Em Out Kevin and Stuart, the managers there. Maybe they will have some choice words for us. I encourage you to come on tomorrow at 2 o'clock to that cafe. Bring signs, bring chalk. Chalking on the sidewalk is one way to get the message across. Bring your own literature, and bring your friends. Bring some musical instruments. Let's make this a festive occasion which informs the public and puts the maximum pressure on merchants downtown on the issues that have been important to us for so long, namely non-discrimination, whether that be the right to sleep at night, whether it be the right to order a cup of coffee without harassment, whether it be the right to go into a store and purchase something. Apparently the ID building is not allowing that for certain homeless people. You can talk to manager Stuart Martin about that issue. He seems to be cracking down again. Some people are afraid he's just simply going crazy again because of the bizarre way he's treating homeless people. I guess it's not that bizarre. Prejudice perhaps is a rather ordinary, common, run-of-the-mill thing in some quarters. Here's a little tape. Let's play this. This happened about a week and a half ago, before the open-air shelter was completely closed. There's been a concern that staff members on the Interfaith Satellite Shelter Program that are handling the only legal places for people to sleep indoors at night who are poor, the Armory Winter Shelter and the churches, they have control as to who goes on the buses. They have control as to who goes where. Well, there's a man named Stefan who is a damaged vet. He's been injured. Part of his head's been shot away. He has an alcohol problem. He has frequently been concerned of campers at the open-air shelter while they were there because he was not allowed into the armory. He was ignored. He was refused for different reasons. At one point it was because he was drunk. At another point it was because they had problems with him. Who knows what the reasons were at different points, but they couldn't get him into the church program or the armory. And I think actually on this night they eventually ended up getting him into the armory. But I want you to hear the kind of difficulties that even two activists from the community had in approaching a staff member about this issue. Hey, Connie.
You had a meeting?
Well, you were there.
You were there.
You were there,
you
Connie.
Spoke. Oh, yeah, over here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You were there, too.
I was there, too. This is for free radio, though. I wanted to get someone to talk about.
Oh, my son works for the free radio.
Bear with me. I think we have the wrong side of that tape, but we're going to get the right side, and here we go.
Working, but Papa John said he won't be allowed in the Army because he's drunk.
Yeah, well, you take a blood test, I'm going to take one on you, too.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying that's your
fault. I am not drunk. No. I just got zapped, man. Look at my face. Some guy just tried to kill me, man.
What happened here was he'd been hit by people throwing rocks at him. This was not really disputed, that he had been, on going back to the homeless shelter, Stefan, a homeless man, was assaulted by unknown people who threw rocks at him.
Rocks
at
your face?
Oh, my God.
No, he hit me with... I got zapped. Somebody just tried to kill me.
Did they throw rocks at you or did they hit you?
They beat me.
They beat you?
They beat me.
Who was it?
I'll see one of them in here. You watch. I will. I, believe it or not, I know Napalm before you were fucking 11 years old. I'll fry so many balls.
We're out here with Stefan, Barbara, and I, and Charlie. We're talking to Stefan here, who's a resident of the campground, who's a disabled vet, who's been refused access to the armory, and also whose locker was broken into while, how would you put it, Bobby, say staff were not present, or?
The last person that logged on that night when the lockers were broken into logged out at 12 p.m. And apparently there was nobody here in the guard shack.
They tore the whole side of my locker out and stole everything out.
Lost everything from his locker.
This was a couple days ago?
This was two nights ago.
This was Friday.
Oh, Gizmo did it. Oh, I'm sure we know it was Gizmo. He got caught again. Somebody just beat him up this morning. I know he robbed me, too. He's been robbing a lot of people. But I don't see them getting rid of him until maybe now.
Gizmo's...
I guess you think so. He's been 86'd eight times and is still here on the property after being 86'd over a five-year period. That many times.
Is he a friend of a sort of a group here?
Yeah, kind of. I don't know how much anymore, but yeah, he's kind of like a homeboy that the staff
adopted.
Well, they were friends a long time ago. I don't know how much they've enjoyed him lately. I mean, he's been a pretty obnoxious.
Oh, yes.
I mean, obviously you've had more experience with this type of job. The problem is that he's outside.
It's not my problem. The door. Take him home with you if you like.
I'm having a good day.
This is over. When he inquired
in college, if you really think the man needs medical attention, you should call. I don't know.
Can he go in on the 9 o'clock bus?
I have nothing to do with that.
Whether there's another pickup?
Well, why don't you wait till the other bus comes back, and if the other bus comes back, more than likely there might be another pickup. Yeah, there you go. Ask Dominic.
Are you the person?
No, ask Dominic.
That's
Dominic.
Are you in the shack tonight?
That's Dominic.
I don't know who Dominic is.
He lives over the cottage tonight. Look, please. I just got drunk. Go away. Go away.
Are you
no,
on?
I don't.
That's
look,
all I'm asking.
Merry Christmas.
It's a simple
God
question.
Bless you.
No big deal.
God bless you.
Just one coming. Yeah,
go over there.
Say it again.
There's one bus coming in 10 minutes and one at 9.
Sure,
then.
Just take him out there then.
And that was an incident at the open air shelter about a week and a half ago where we tried to get a guy information about how a guy could be put on the bus or if a bus was returning, who was in charge. We didn't get too much cooperation. Go away, go away, go away. And I guess, I don't know if people who are dependent on the staff out there would fare and how they have fared. There have been, you know, of course, numerous complaints you've heard, brought forward on this radio station in the last year about the situation at the open-air shelter, the situation in the Interface Satellite Shelter program. This is the program that's supposed to make it okay to close down the campground because supposedly all people's... anybody who needs a place to sleep has a legal place to sleep. Thank you, Mike Rotkin. At least anybody who comes and asks for one is getting one. Well, not Stefan, at least not generally. Although that night, as I said, the word later was that something did happen. He did get in. hopefully in the future, we're going to be having an interview with, we'll be doing some more stuff on troll busting, because that apparently is becoming a major concern, or at least certainly it's resurfacing as a concern. There was a black fellow who was beaten at Hippie Corner, and he was willing to give us an interview, and will, and when he returns to town, he's been kind of in and out of town. I'd like people who have had any information about panhandling arrests or harassment by police or hosts on the mall to give me a call at 423-HUFF. That's 423-4833, which is the number you should call if you want to give me information when I'm not on the air. This show happens every Monday and Friday, 10 to 12, 10 to noon in the morning. And you can catch me here, and still, you can still get kind of a quick word in if you give a call to 427-3772. We're still on the air. We're still going forward until Skidmark's Bob's news program will be coming on after this show. And, of course, you'll also be able to chow down at the vet's hall if you get your kind of nurse your belly over to the vet's hall and have something to eat there. In the days ahead, we're going to be looking at the Bob LaMonica and others' plans to close down the mall to automotive traffic so that it can become more of a pedestrian mall, hopefully more friendly to the entire community, including homeless and poor people. New Year's Eve is coming up, and you may remember that I mentioned that 8 years ago, a New Year's Eve sit-in, or sort of squat-in, or whatever it was, I guess one of those two, happened at the building that is now the River Street Shelter, a tiny, rather overpriced social service program for 32 people, which costs hundreds of thousands of dollars, but which was the only thing going for the homeless in 1988, really, except for a couple of other religious church programs. And the Interfaith Satellite Shelter program, the people would stand in the rain next to the parcel post area several blocks away, hours waiting for a ride. Unoccupation of that building resulted in changes in the program. Now we're talking about possibly some kind of occupation this New Year's Eve for some other thing, if not to focus on the issue of the new Brighton State Beach campers, in whose name I do not speak, by the way, but I do have concern about them and other groups that are going to be that are either in a criminal status now for engaging in innocent behavior like sleeping, or will be soon, as in January 1st will happen to the new Brighton Beach campers. So if you're interested in supporting demonstrations downtown, possibly some sort of New Year's action, give a call to 423-HUFF, and we'll try to, we'll use your support. We're also hoping to do some homeless Christmas caroling, and Christmas is coming and going and will be gone very soon. It's here, it's gone, there it goes. But Christmas carols, hey, they're okay all year. So homeless Christmas caroling, we're officially extending Christmas for another 2 weeks. So that if you want to send in your selection as to the best Christmas carol, homeless Christmas carol, we are still judging those Christmas carols. We'll be giving you the appropriate prizes if you are the lucky winner. So give a call to 423-HUFF and sing your Christmas carol over the line into the answering machine. This is a Christmas carol where you add some words that make it pertinent to our modern-day Santa Cruz situation here to an old tune. You've heard that before. Nutcracker Nick Whitehead did some singing a couple of shows back. Jingle bells, homeless smells, kick them out today, that sort of thing. Something that you think conveys the spirit of the bureaucracy, the spirit of the times, and the needs of the moment in terms of the rights of poor people in Santa Cruz. Give a call to 423-HUFF. You've got songs that you want to put up for our song contest in fanning the fires of discontent. You can also give a call to various numbers. You got a pencil if you want to give a call, talk about the right to sleep, the right to non-discrimination at restaurants and businesses, or this ridiculous hot potato game that's being played with homeless people in the closing of the open-air shelter at Coral Street. You can ask or demand that it be reopened by calling City Council at 429-3550 and demanding City Council get off its collective sleepy duffs and do something. 429-3550. At least instruct its mayor, RoboCop Rotkin, to stop playing cop with the rights of poor people at Christmas time and at holiday time and winter time, really. We're talking winter here. Reopen the open-air shelter or find a better place. Hey, the Poganip has hundreds of acres. Set aside an acre, Big Mike. It's not going to kill you. Come on, City Council. You can do it. You can also call the Citizens Committee for those homeless. These are the original liars on this issue. They're the ones who said one thing and did another. They're the ones whose actions, they're essentially fronting, well, I'm not sure if they're fronting for the City Council or the City Council is fronting for them or they're fronting for each other. But they are the ones who broke their words to the campers about closing the open-air shelter. They're the ones who made solemn recorded promises that it'll be open in essence through February now because the permits would not be available till then at the very earliest, 10 days after the January 25th hearing for Community House, which is scheduled in at that time, I believe it's in the evening, 7:30 on January 25th, and broke their word. Their number is 427-2367. You can talk to the director of the Community House Project, Daryl Darling, at 458-1958. These guys still have the chutzpah to show up at the New Brighton State Beach campground and walk around PRing everybody to death, even though they're offering nothing new and they are significantly disgraced for what they've done. And they're still acting, of course, like they're the sweet boys of the world. 429-3550 the City Council. 427-2367 is the Citizens Committee for the Homeless. First night is coming up New Year's Eve. That might be quite an appropriate time to alert the citizenry who will be out up and down Pacific Avenue about what's happening with homeless people. It might even be time for a tent city downtown. I mean, after all, if people are going to be, if everybody's declared illegal anyway, it might be appropriate that they be declared illegal publicly. And we can see people taking responsibility for the kind of new order type decisions that are being made. I remind you that December 28th at 4 o'clock at Garfield Park Church is the board meeting of the Citizens Committee to relocate the homeless. The Citizens Committee for the Homeless. Show up there, tell them what you think of their latest clean out the homeless decision. I hope you do. And of course tomorrow at 2 o'clock is a demonstration in front of the Java House, in front of the Java House at Locust and Cedar Streets, where people who are serving coffee to homeless people on the sidewalk that they bought inside the Java House were told they could not come back in because they were serving coffee to pariahs, serving coffee to the forbidden caste outside, those who had been told they could not come into the Java House, the great liberal coffee house of Santa Cruz. And hopefully I'll have some more numbers for you to call to let the Java House know if you approve of this form of behavior next time we get together on the show. Which will be, by the way, Monday is today, and Friday is going to be our next show. That's Friday, December 29th at 10 o'clock. And if you want to be on the air on Bathrobe Spears Broadsides, yes, it's Taco Bell. Today Taco Bell was closed, apparently the only day of the year it does close. Maybe New Year's, who knows. But it will be open, I presume, on the 29th, so just wait there, and I'm going to come by at 9:45 in the morning. If you've got something to say on the air that you want everybody to hear, you can do that. Or, of course, you can call in at 427-3772. That's 427-3772. And I'm going to play you now a little more music from Les Miserables, the Broadway musical concerned with conditions in France in the mid-1800s when there was a man who went to jail for 20 years for stealing a loaf of bread for his family. And lest you think that doesn't happen, there is a man in jail in Virginia tonight, today as I speak. His name is Ray McMinn, and Ray is in jail for stealing some similar sum of money. I believe it was $8. He got 40 years in jail back in 1970. He was along here for doing that. He served, I think it was it 13 years he served that sentence? Might have been more, might have been 19 years. And then he came out here during the earthquake and became a member of my old favorite group, the Citizens Committee for the Homeless. He was the token homeless member, and he worked on the Homeless Garden Project. And then suddenly, this was a parole violation, and he was picked up and taken back, and he's in jail there facing hearings and needs your support. you want any more information about that, do give me a call at 423-HUFF, 423-4833. And while I'm queuing up tapes, we're going to hear a little music. We'll hear a little bit from the past. This is, again, a musical from the 80s based on the book Les Miserables, The Miserable Ones, by Victor Hugo, a great writer from France in the 1800s.
Way, what would we mean, saving the day? Oh dearest Cosette, my little mean, brought me to you, show me the way. Someone is near, let's not be seen, somebody's here. Another day, another destiny, this never-ending road to Calvary. These men who seem to know my crime will surely come a second time, one day more.
I will never tell today. How can I live when we are apart?
One day more.
Tomorrow you'll be worlds away. And yet, with you, my world has started. One more day on my own. Will we ever meet again? One more day with him, no paradise. One more day with you.
Point three.